We're doing Netivot Shalom and Parshat Tumah. Ikar Shechina B'Tachtonim Ha'ita. Says in Netivot Shalom, B'Midrash Shir HaShirim, in the Medrash on the Song of Songs, and HaPasuk Bati Legani Achoti Chala, in the verse that says, I've come to my garden, my sister, my bride. Bati Legani En K'tiv Kan Ela Legani. Bati Legan En K'tiv Kan Ela Legani. It doesn't say I came to a garden, it says I came to my garden. Lignunai Lemakom Shaya Ikari Mitchila. I went back to the place which was my primary source originally. And the primary place of the Shechina originally was down here. That's what the pasuk says. Vayishmeu Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve heard et kol Hashem Elokim italech b'agan l'ruach hayom. They heard God going through the garden. So we see that bati legani, I've come to my garden. Initially, Hashem was present down below. When I've come to my garden, and Hashem says, I've come to my garden, and Chazal say that's a reference to the Mishkan, that's Hashem says, I've come back to my garden. Chet Adam HaRishon, when Adam sinned, Nistalka Shechina L'Orkei HaRishon. Then, the Shechina went up to the first level of heaven. Chet Cain, when Cain sinned, he killed his brother, Nistalka L'Orkei HaSheni. The Shechina went up to the second heaven. Chet Enosh, when Enosh started serving idols, Nistarka L'Orkei HaShlishi. The Shechina went up to the third heaven. Chet Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, they were stealing people's wives. Nistarka L'Orkei HaRavi'i. So then the Shechina went up to the fourth heaven. Chet Dor HaMigdal, when the Tower of Babel, they sinned, they said we'll rebel against God. Nistarka L'Orkei HaChamishi, the Shechina went up to the fifth heaven. Chatu Anshei Sodom, the people of Sodom sinned. They were unkind. They were murderous. They were as cruel as can be. Nistarka L'Orkei HaShishi. So then the Shechina went up to the sixth heaven. Chatu HaMitzriyim Bimei Avraham. And the Egyptians sinned in the day of Avraham. They stole his wife. Nistarka L'Orkei HaShvi'i. The Shechina went up to the seventh heaven. Kenegdan Amdu Shivat Tzadikim Voridu La'aretz. Corresponding to them, seven tzaddikim stood up to bring the Shechina back down to earth. Zacha Avraham, Avraham was pure, he merited Horida Mishvi'i L'Shishi. He brought the Shechina back down from the seventh to the sixth. Amad Yitzhak Horida Mishishi L'Chamishi. Yitzhak stood and brought down the Shechina from the sixth to the fifth. Amad Yaakov Horida M'Chamishi L'Ovi. Yaakov stood, he brought it down from the fifth to the fourth. Amad Levi Horida M'Ovi L'Shlishi. Levi stood and brought down the Shechina from the fourth to the third. Amad Kehat, Levi's son Kehos, Ve'orida Mishlishi L'Shani, he brought down the Shechina from the third to the second. Amad Amram, his son Amram stood, Ve'orida Mishini L'Echad, Shehu Rishon, he brought it down to the first. Amad Moshe, Ve'orida La'aretz, Moshe stood and brought it down to earth. Ve'imat Sharat Shechina Lei, B'yom Shukam HaMishkan. And when did the Shechina rest down below? On the day they built the Mishkan, Shenema, as the verse says. Vayhi biyom kalot Moshe lakim ta mishkan, and it was on the day that Moshe concluded to set up the Mishkan. So then the Torah tells us how the Shechina came down. Haynu she'az chazara Shechina latachtonim kevatchila. That is that then the Shechina came down below as it was initially. Vezeu bati legani achoti kala, and that's what the verse says. I've come to my garden, my sister, my bride. Ve'yesh leva'er hamumaz beze al derech avodah. And we could explain the allusion, what's the concepts that this alludes to, going with the way a person should serve his Creator. Because there are two ways to serve Hashem. Haderech shel yechidei sgula hamitalim lebchinat kodesh kodashim. The way that the individuals, the unique people, they get up to the level of the Holy of Holies. Shemitnarim legamrim olam hazeh. That they completely shake themselves of the material world, till they reach a level that they're not bound, they're not connected to all the aspects of the material world. And there they live their lives in that aspect of who can go up the mountain of God, who could arise in God's holy place. Shemitalim l'siyam adrigot b'ar Hashem. They go up to the highest levels on the mountain of Hashem, ubimkom kachon, in His holy place. And in order to attain this, they have to make all their limbs holy, bivchinat kodesh kodashim, with the aspect of holy of holies, kedichtiv neki chapayim, like the verse says, who can go up that mountain? He who has clean hands. He who has a clean heart. Haynu shemasehim torim menekiim mikol revav. Clean hands means all their actions are pure. There's no filth in what they do. Uvar levav, those that are of a clean heart, libam tohum zukach, their heart is pure, their heart is refined. Asher lo nasa lashav nafshi, David HaMelech says, who goes up the mountain? He who did not take my soul in vain, shenafsham mezukechet, that their soul is refined, velo nishba lemirma, never took a false vow, haynu shepim tohum zukach, that's a reference to the fact that their mouths are pure and refined. Umachal shavodatam hi behar Hashem, and being that their service is on God's mountain, harem ovdim Hashem yitbarach, af kasher nistalka Shechina l'rkei Shvi. They could serve God even when the Shechina is in the seventh heaven, because they're on God's mountain. So they, so to speak, have elevated themselves up the mountain. If the Shechina isn't down here with them, they've made their way up to the Shechina. Kinitalu legamre mikol nene olam hazeh, because they elevated themselves completely from all aspects of this material world, hatachtonim, v'chol avodatami bivchinat gavoa shel kodesh kodeshim. And all of their service is this aspect of the heights of the Holy of Holies. V'yesh et derech avodat Hashem hashayech l'anashim yoter pshutim. And then we have the service of Hashem that's applicable to the simpler people, shovdim tashem yitbarach b'toch inyanei olam hazeh, that they serve God from within the material world, from down below. Shebechol ma sheosek minyanei olam hazeh, that whatever they do in this world, oseh zot la'asot nachat ruach l'Hashem yitbarach. They've attained the level that they do have to deal with this world. They're busy in the material world, but their focus is, how can I do it in a way that will give my Creator nachas? How could I do it in a way that my Creator will be happy with the way I'm living my life? וקודם כל פעולה שוקלים יהיה מזה נחת רוח לשם יתברך. And before each action, they think, is this going to make my Creator happy? והנה, האבות הקדושים היו קודש קודשים. So the holy forefathers, they were the holy of holies. וכל עבודתם הייתה בבחינת מניעה לבער השם, and their service was, they went up the mountain, they were up there. על כן לא היה להם מניעה מחמת הסתלקות השכינה לערכי השביעי. So the fact that the Shechina was on the seventh heaven, that didn't hold them back from anything. כי גם העבודה שלהם הייתה בבחינת לילה או לילה. Because their service was way up high. וכן היה ביציאת מצרים, and so it was when leaving Egypt. דכתיב, ועשה אתכם על כנפי נשרים ואתביא אתכם אליי. God says, I put you on the wings of eagles, I brought you to me. שהקדוש ברוך הוא הגביא את ישראל לערכי השביעי. That God brought us up, so to speak, on top of the seven skies. היינו שהגביאם לבחינת הגבוה, ועבודת השם בבחינת קודש הקודשים. That God lifted them to that high level, like the Holy of Holies. אך כל זה היה על ידי תרות הדלילה. All this was because there was an arousal from above. אבל אחר כך בחודש השלישי, כאשר באו להר סיני, but then, in the month of Sivan, when they came to Mount Sinai, כתיב ומשה עלה אל האלוקים. So then it says, Moshe came up to God. פירוש שמשה היה סבור להמשיך דרך העבודה בבחינת הלילה האלוקים. Moshe thought, how do we continue serving God? We keep going up to that level. היינו בבחינת העבודה הגבוהה להתעלות אל האלוקים. Everyone has to attain that high level. ויקרא עליו השם מנהר. God called to him from the mountain. רמז לו הקדוש ברוך הוא בזה. What God indicated to him in this, כי הרצון העליון הוא, that the will from above was, שתהיה השכינה בתחתונים. That the Shechina come down below. היינו שיעבדו להשם יתברך גם בענייני העולם הזה התחתונים. That they should serve Hashem also with the things of the material world down below. זאת תכלית הבריאה. That is the essence of creation שנתבע הקדוש ברוך הוא להיות לו דירה בתחתונים. God wanted to live among us down below. כי בשמיים ישנם הרבה מלאכים מוספים העובדים לשם יתברך בבחינת הגבוה. In heaven there are many angels that are serving God on that high level. אך עיקר הנחת רוח לפניו יתברך, but the primary joy that God has היא מעבודת השם בתחתונים, is from the service down below. שמתוך כל הטרדות, that within all the toils, all the things that are bothering a person, that ta'avot, and all of a person's desires, yitromem yehudi la'avodata yitbarach, the Jew elevates himself to serve Hashem. Not that he can go up the mountain and be on that level, but rather he's living in this world below, and contending with the challenges of the world here, and from within that serving Hashem. V'zeo mai dichtiv v'yerd Hashem al har Sinai. That's what the verse says, God came down to Mount Sinai. שאז נתקיים רצון השם שירדה השכינה לתחתונים. That's when God's will was fulfilled, that the Shekhinah came down below. Nachal Ma'amad al Sinai. So after we all stood at Sinai and God came down to us, Batzibui Basulu Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Tocham. So God commanded, erect the temple and I will be in their midst. Ki Tachlit Ritzon Ha'Elyon Shenita V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The essence of God's will that God desired, Shetiyelo Dira B'Tachtonim, that He would have a place to live, so to speak, down below. V'Zelo Nitkem Adayin B'Ma'amad al Sinai. That wasn't fulfilled yet at the revelation when we all stood by Sinai. Because after Sinai, the Shekhinah went back up. So Hashem commanded they should make a holy temple for me and I will rest in their midst. That is down below. That I'll have a permanent place in, among them. God's primary joy from us is from the Jew's service of God within this world. That is more favorable to God than all the angels' service. They don't have a Yetzer Hara. And that's what our sages said on the verse in Shir Hashirim. The crown that his mother crowned him on his wedding day and the day that he was so happy. The day of his wedding, that's the day God gave the Torah. Uviyom Simchat Libon, the day that his heart rejoiced, his heart was happy, Zebinyan Bet HaMikdash, that's the building of the temple. Biyom Chatunato Zomatan Torah, the day of the wedding is the day of the giving of the Torah, Shomnam Yad HaShchina LaTachtonim, that the Shechina really came down below. Achaz Adayin Lo Nitkem Bishlemut Ritzon HaElyon, but then the upper will wasn't fulfilled. Shenitava Kadosh Baruch Hu Liyot Lo Dira BaTachtonim, God wanted to have a permanent place down below. Shachar Kabbalat HaTorah Shuv Nistalka HaShchina, because after the giving of the Torah, the Shekhinah went back up. Rak bebinyan bet hamikdash, and only when we built the temple, nechshav yom simchat libo, is it called the day of God's happiness, shenitkem tachlit ratzono itbarach, that the essence of his will was fulfilled, liyot lo dira betachtonim, that will have a permanent place below. Vezeu ikar yom simchat libo, and that is the primary happiness. Al derech sheikar nisuin ubehava'a lebeito, just like the main part of the wedding isn't what you're dancing in the hall. It's when after the wedding you go home together. That's the main part of the wedding. So too, the main part of God's happiness was when there was a home down below. When the couple goes home, then the marriage is consummated. So the stand at Sinai was like the wedding. But the real joy, that was fulfilled in the building of the temple. That's like bringing the couple home. Through the building of the Mikdash, and God rests in our midst. And that's what it says on the day Moshe built the Mishkan. On that day, the primary will of God in the creation of the world was fulfilled. That God should rest down below. And over there it says, God's honor filled the Mishkan. Moshe couldn't enter the Ol Moed till God called him. Shezayah b'chinat ava lebeito. That was the aspect of God of bringing the couple home. Shetzicha liot mitzido itbarach velo shema atzmo evo shama. So that has to be that God has the home and He brings us in, not that we enter of our own. That's the whole idea, that God is down below and He's inviting us in. Velekach lo echol Moshe lavo la mishkan ad ki vayikra elav Hashem. And therefore Moshe couldn't enter the Mishkan till God called him.